Last August, the American Tuna Boat Association and a regional group of Pacific nations agreed on a one-year extension of the South Pacific Tuna Treaty. The U.S. companies would pay $68 million for about 6,000 fishing days, while the U.S. government would kick in $21 million in foreign aid. By the time the first payment was due, December 31st, the price of skipjack tuna had dropped about 25%, and the U.S. company said they couldn't afford to pay. The island countries rejected a plea to buy back 2,000 fishing days. A deal's a deal, they said. And 37 U.S. tuna boats either tied up at the dock in American Samoa or went fishing elsewhere. Two canneries and port services for the fishing boats are the lifeblood of American Samoa's economy. Yesterday, the State Department filed official notice of withdrawal effective 1 year from today. For smaller Pacific Island states, the prospects are sobering. Tokelau, for example, gets almost half its budget from fishing fees and allocated three-quarters of its fishing days to the U.S. fleet. These countries plan a meeting early next month to discuss resale of their fishing days, but may be unable to recoup anything like the fees they expected from the U.S. And it may get worse. California Congressman Duncan Hunter plans to introduce legislation on Friday to cut off the $21 million in U.S. government aid. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.